Natalva's address marking International Quds Day, Hezbollah Secretary General Said Hassan Nasrallah stressed that all the destructive plots in the region only serve the interests of Israel and the United States. He warned that the U.S. and Israel have been trying to erase the Palestinian cause from the heart of the Arabs and the Muslim world on the whole.
Washington and its puppets in the region sought to achieve a host of objectives, including the control of our oil, funds and land, and most importantly, putting an end to the Palestinian cause and pushing things to a certain settlement in the region at a cost of the Palestinian people's interests and rights.
Nasrallah stressed that the resistance bloc is stronger than ever before. He said that enemy plots and their backlashes have only served the interest of the states which stood with Palestine. He noted how Iran, Iraq, Syria, Yemen, and the resistance groups in Lebanon and Palestine have remained faithful to the Palestinian cause in the face of attempts to weaken them.
The resistance bloc is stronger today in the light of the developments and battles and sacrifices and a political spectrum and protests and solidarity with Al-Quds and Palestine. I tell the Palestinian people and all those who are faithful to Palestine to never be in despair and to keep their patience and resilience, since we have hopes and achievements and victories ahead of us.
Nasrallah also dismissed Tel Aviv's aggressive rhetoric, saying Israel can't afford to launch a war against Lebanon or Gaza.
Lieberman has said that Israel doesn't intend to wage a war. Israel is refraining from waging wars in Lebanon and Gaza because it knows very well that such a move would be costly due to the capabilities of the resistance.
Said Hassan Nasrallah praised the Quds Day initiative by the late founder of Iran's Islamic Republic, noting that the event has been marked all over the world since it was declared by Imam Khomeini in 1979. Hezbollah believes their annual ceremony on Quds Day serves as a reminder to the world that Jerusalem al-Quds is the true capital of Palestine for all Palestinians, Muslims, Christians, and Jews. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.